to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Whoa. This is a shortened week, you know? I mean, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with the shortened week. All you got to do is go, okay, just a few more days, make it to the weekend. I mean, the problem is my weekends are a lot busier than my week. Anything I don't really want to do during the week, I put off to the weekend, and which is probably the biggest mistake we could do, because then you don't look forward to the weekend. Now, here's an example. Something I cannot stand doing is getting my hair done. I can't stand it. Now, I love my hairdresser. I love him to death. I love seeing him. I just cannot stand the process of getting my hair done. I can't stand the process of getting my nails done. I don't like it. If I could do it at home, you know, I used to use Clairol all the time. But now that I do a lot of TV work, I got to get, you know, I got to do my, and my hairdresser, Jerry, is phenomenal. I just hate going. I don't like sitting. And it's not that I, don't like primping myself. It's that it takes a good couple hours to do my hair. It takes at least 2 hours to do. Yeah, I got a lot of gray to do my nails, an hour and a half all the time. And I think if I could self-diagnose, one of my problems is I don't like to lose that kind of time on something that's not work related. Now, notice I didn't say the word superficial. I don't think getting your hair done or getting your nails done are superficial by any means. It's very important to do. It's a part of the whole picture. But I have so much work to do. I have so many chapters to still write. I have so many blogs and articles and things to do that to lose a whole 2 hours, and then you're exhausted. I don't know about any of you men after you go to the barber, but after 2 hours, you are exhausted at the hair place, because probably because you have to look at yourself. I can't look at myself for 2 hours. I really can't. You know, it just, I would rather be looking at work. And no, you can't work in the chair because you can't move. You know, I mean, honestly, Jerry is phenomenal. He finds the grays and, you know, he takes those and he bleaches them. And I mean, it's a master what he does, but I got to sit still and I got to make sure my head does, you know, what it needs to do. So what's unfortunate is you can't put all the stuff you don't want to do during the week onto the weekend. So then when the weekend comes, you're like, all right, I got to do all this. And the weekend I have coming up, because remember, I had surgery. So there was a lot of things I didn't do that should have gotten done. So this next weekend, I should be able to run around a lot more. And then I got to do all this crap, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. The Labor Day weekend was so nice. So, you know, make sure, and I tell you this all the time, make sure you got something fun planned. Now, we do. We're going to a barbecue with the kids, somebody else's house. Kids get to play. Grown-ups get to kick back and talk. Love it. That's going to be fine. I just got to make sure I get my nap in, because I'm a big nap taker. I love my naps. You know, but have something fun planned. And it can't be like kid fun, like going to Chuck E. Cheese. It's got to be real grown-up fun. I always tell you guys this, but make sure on your day off there's something fun. Now, unfortunately, for most of us, we rarely get a day off. You know, even though my office isn't open on Sunday, and Sunday's the only day I don't do radio, it's really not a day off, because I go to the office and do all the paperwork I can't do during office hours. You know, so a lot of us are like, well, my day off, I get to sleep and I get to catch up. No. You got to do fun. You got to make sure you're doing something, even if it's only for a couple hours. Okay? I mean, there's got to be something. Just pull it out of your retroperitoneum, slap it on the paper, and do it. You got to do it. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's interesting. I have about 5 or 6 voice mail messages. Okay, I don't know what's going on here. Now, here's the thing. I just saw an article today. Sorry, I'm looking at my phone because it keeps reminding me that I have phone messages. And there's a study out saying less people listen to phone messages. There could be the death of voicemail coming up in our lifetime, because we're now so dependent on text. You know, I just got a very important call for, you know, a possible upcoming local TV show we're doing. And I decided to, you know, leave a message on the executive producer's phone. And, I mean, I'm sure she's going to get it. But if she's somebody like me, she may not listen to her voicemail days from now. And I was actually thinking I may need to text. And it was so funny because as I was preparing for the show, I was, you know, and this study comes up, which we'll probably talk about a little bit more after the break. I'm like, wait a second here. People don't listen to voice. Think about it. Do you look how ADD and impatient we've become. We don't even want to stop and listen to a voice message. You know, it's funny. Even with, like, Kyle's working the dials today. We got Kyle on, right? Love the guy. Right? Between him and Donovan, I don't know who to kiss first. These guys are awesome. But I even hesitate talking to him. I would instant message him or text him or do rather than talk. And there's nothing wrong with Kyle. He's got a great soothing voice. He could be my psychiatrist for years to come. Love the guy, but I prefer to type him. Now, true, I type about 90 words a minute. So typing for me is very easy to do. And maybe it's because I'm trying to salvage my voice. But when did that happen? I mean, I'm a woman who loves to talk, yet I prefer to type instead of talk. I mean, my gosh, he's my producer right now today. And I'm going to, you know, talk to him or I'm going to text him instead of talking. What is wrong with us? What is the psychology behind that? Are we not wanting contact between each other? Think about it. Like my mom, I prefer my mom to text me instead of calling me. I just noticed that over the last few years. Why is it? Is it because her voice? No wonder. My son does that too. My son always says, don't call me, just text. He may not like my voice. What is wrong with my voice? Oh, not my baby. Oh, come on. I'm his mama. My baby should love to hear from his mama. Oh, I'm hurt now. Think about it, though. Is that true? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We don't even want to hear from our own mama. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Later on in today's show, we're going to be talking about how maybe we need to prolong CPR. Maybe doctors and nurses and bystanders are stopping CPR too soon. Teach you all how to get a tattoo on your chest saying, don't stop. Don't stop beating. All right, now we also have... I should do that if my shirt opens up, right? Do Journey. Let's also, I guess there's another chemical that causes heart problems. I know we got some bad news. But I want to go back. I just want to go back to this topic. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, on how Vonage, you know, pretty big company Vonage, that's the commercial where I guess they have a whole bunch of bills all thrown out in a pile. Go, I've switched to Vonage. Well, they did a study. And they found that the number of voice messages left on user accounts is going down, and the number of people checking or retrieving their messages fell 14%. Why is this so earth-shattering, Dahlia? Who cares? Well, no. This is kind of interesting. I think what fascinates me is how technology is so unpredictable. It just does. I think what has blown my mind is whatever you think is going to be a hit isn't. And then whatever you think is not going to be a hit becomes a hit. And maybe I'm shocked because when I first started radio, I thought nobody would want to listen to the show. I mean, I'm trying to figure out the average consumer. but voicemail is dropping. People want to listen to messages less, and I've even noticed it with myself. And I mean, we could kind of go back and forth with the psychology of it all. You know, maybe we don't like, you know, the voice of our wife or the voice of our mother or the voice of our mother-in-law. So when it's in the form of a text, but the only problem is, I mean, I love my mom. I love her. I love her, but even her texts raise my blood pressure. So what happens then? Are we not going to want any communication? Look at how we hide from each other. And look at how we manipulate our communication, even on Facebook, right? I have a Facebook picture up of how I want everybody to see me. So when I'm talking to you on Facebook, that's me. Yeah, they don't get any facial expression. They don't get any frown, any scowl, any smile, nothing, which kind of, you know, makes for an argument. I may really not need Botox later like I think I do. So why is it? All right. Apparently, Michael Tempora, Senior Vice President of Product Management at Vonage, told USA Today that one response by the company to this trend of less voicemail is a new voicemail transcription service that converts voice messages for delivery as email or text. Vonage does that. You know, when I'm off air and you guys call in with your medical questions for me to use for the next show, Vonage sends it to me by email. Now, sometimes, especially my truckers, so I love to death, sometimes if it doesn't come through really well because we're on the highway, not good reception, it can't transcribe. Actually, it's kind of funny because Vonage uses the word lick a lot. I'll see the message when I'm at work, and I'll see the word lick, L-I-C-K, three times in the email. I'm like, I'm not going to use that one. That's dirty. Then I listen. And, you know, to the message, and it's Trucker Joe, you know, talking about some sort of medicine. And I'm like, where did they get lick out of that one? So I still think Vonage needs to work on that. And I think the software probably needs a lot more work, especially since some of us have accents. If you talk like this, I can very easily see how somebody would not understand that I'm saying bloody. Or if you talk like, I still don't get where lick would come in. Anyway, let's move on. But, so I guess transcribing voice messages to text may now be the big thing because nobody wants to talk to each other. Everything is all about texting. Everything's all about emailing, poking, super poking, Facebooking, tweeting, twittering, LinkedIning, no more face-to-face, voice-to-voice, ear-to-mouth interaction. Now, should people invest in this type of technology? I you know, who knew technology like this would become that huge? You know, we were out to lunch with a friend of ours, and I guess, you know, one of the kids has a cell phone, and the cell phone is an old, you know, cell phone from mommy and daddy. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, good. Old cell phone from mommy and daddy. What is it? Okay, well, they said it's a Razor. I'm like, Razor? Is a Razor old already? Remember the Razor phones came out? We thought that would be a big thing that what lasted for months. Because I guess smartphones, more people wanted to move to the smartphones. My husband was right, one of the last people to get a smartphone. He put it off and put it off. And then I guess he lost his phone and he had my phone one day. And he realized that he could play games because he's not into Facebook and Twitter and all that, or the Dr. Dahlia app for that matter. But games, he's like, okay, wait a second. I could use this when I go to the bathroom. I'm like, I know. We could cut back on our fiber. Is this wonderful or what? And so once he went to smartphone, he has a Droid. He loves it. I have the iPhone. He has a Droid. But who would have thunk? I mean, look at where technology has gone. I always bring this up. Remember HBO and Showtime were huge? And then all of a sudden you could get movies on DVDs and you could Redbox and Netflix. HBO and Showtime had to start making these fabulous shows like Boardwalk Empire and True Blood and Game of Thrones and all that to become famous again. Do we use HBO for our movies? No, I watch a lot of movies on basic cable. You know, they're already edited. I don't have to tell the kids to cover their ears or close their eyes. It's you know, pretty easier. You could Redbox something for a dollar. Who knew? But then also, look at Blockbuster. When we heard that Blockbuster was having financial problems a couple years ago, we were like, what? Blockbuster? But think about it. When was the last time you walked into a Blockbuster type to rent a movie? You could rent this thing from the house. You know, so businesses that you thought would never die, die as new technology comes, which is why I always talk about the circle of life and why we don't have to stimuli any of these companies because they're too big to fail. There's some sort of circle of life, some sort of natural selection type process. I think we need to let it work, government butt out, but that's neither here nor there. I mean, even radio, you don't even have to listen to my show. Who, thank God? No, thank God. Listen, okay, you don't have to, technically speaking, listen to my show when I'm live. I mean, look at that. We have, and I'm not saying this to pitch the app, but look, my boss is at GCN, you know, designed an app where you could, if you want to listen to my show at 2 a.m, you can do it. Radio is falling just like TV. You see the movie when you want to see it. You listen to radio when you want to see it. Now, will medicine do that? Doc in the box. Well, they're trying. I mean, already in Europe, they're playing around with this computer type program where you call in and you get a computer message back. You know, so you got a computer type doc. You know, you used to be able to call your doctor in the middle of the night all the time. Now doctors are saying, to hell with that. But, you're getting your medicine on the internet a lot of times. You're able to order your medicine online in the middle of the night. You're able to get your information, go to WebMD, Mayo Clinic, etc. You know, nobody has to wait anymore. Now, what's wrong with that, psychologically speaking? If we don't have to wait, what are we turning into? Well, I see we are turning into some extremely impatient jerks. All right? I mean, I love my patients. I love my family. But if they don't get a message when they think, if they don't get what they think they need to get when they need to get it, their impatient turns them into the most biggest pain in the butt. I can't even deal with them. And it's just interesting to see. And now that we have the study say people don't even want to stop to listen to a voice message, they'd rather just get it in text. Really, is what we're doing that important where we don't need to listen to our wife's voice or our husband's voice? I notice I much more positively receive my husband's texts than his voice message. Why? Is it because we don't have time for emotion? Are we so busy? Are we so impatient? Are we so on the run that we don't want there to be a chance for us to strike up some emotion, that we would rather have the text so it doesn't interrupt what we're doing? I would have to, if I had to diagnose myself, that would be it. Hearing my husband's voice and thinking something's wrong, I'd rather get the text. Because otherwise, if I pick up something in my husband's voice, because I just do that, I could pick up a lot of people's voices. I just like doing it, even though I think it's a curse. It could ruin my next hour. If I'm away a second, I don't know if he's happy with me. Uh-oh. Yeah, you know, I get nervous. I'm like, okay, did I call him Cupcake Tushy in a while? Okay, yeah, you know, you start to go back on it. Wait a second. No, I don't want to read into it. I don't want to read into any voice mess. I don't want to be cluttered that way. Just give me the message, point blank, matter of fact, so I can move on with my day. And if we are already wives and husbands and daughters-in-law and sons and fathers who would rather see a text than hear our loved one's voice, as people, we're losing it. All right, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dolly Alaska cruise next summer. Going to have a great time. Go to my website. Check it out. Alaska is exquisite. If you've never been up the Inside Passage going up coastal Alaska, it is going to be one of your favorite cruises, even if I'm on there. So definitely check it out. Don't forget also, next time you are on Facebook, to find the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I just made you all feel guilty and cold and unemotional for not wanting to talk to your friends and loved ones and using social media, but we all got to do it. So when you're later on Facebook, type in the Dr. Dahlia Show, find me, and connect. I love seeing who you all are, who listens, and being able to connect with you. Also, follow us on Twitter. At Dr. Dahlia. Okay, speaking of connecting, you're really going to want your doctor and your nurse to connect with you, because now a study has come out saying they need to do CPR a little bit longer than they are. Did you guys hear about this? Okay. New study involving hundreds of hospitals suggests that doctors and nurses could be giving up too soon when you go into cardiac arrest and they start performing CPR. Pretty scary, huh? Study found that patients have a better chance of surviving in the hospitals that persist with CPR for 9 minutes longer. Now, I think most people do about 15 to 17 minutes of CPR. All right. When I was in training, we'd go at it for close to a half hour because we were students. They're like, all right, guys, hop in. You're going to learn this. Keep going, keep going, keep going. But for the most part, yeah, 15 to 17 minutes from what we understand. Okay, so where am I reading this from? This is from the New York Times. All right. They say there's no clear evidence-based guidelines for how long to continue CPR. It's true. We don't say you have to do it for 11.72 seconds. We don't do that. Okay, we just say do it. Unfortunately, fatigue sets in. And I really urge that whenever you do have a team performing CPR, whether you're in the hospital or whether, God forbid, you're in church or in the middle of a grocery store, you have somebody with a timer telling you the time. 3 minutes of doing chest compressions, you could start getting fatigued. I mean, you get tired. Remember, we used to have to do the 30 compressions and the two breaths. Okay, now with the new guidelines saying just do compressions, don't worry about the breaths. Somebody after 3 minutes, if you think about it, that's 180 seconds, could be getting tired. And that's only 3 minutes, people, which is why whenever I talk to you about CPR, you want to recruit as many people around you as possible. Okay, let's say you even know how to perform CPR. You make sure you have a couple backups. You make sure somebody's calling 911 and has the 911 operator there. You make sure somebody is watching the clock and watching the time so you could say when the CPR started and how long you've been doing it. But you make sure you have a team and you take charge. I don't care if you're not a doctor or a nurse or a PA nurse practitioner. I don't care. You take charge. If you know how to do CPR, you're in charge. Right now you're in charge. Well, God's in charge, but you're second in line. Now, according to this study, the findings challenge conventional medical thinking, which holds that prolonged resuscitation for hospitalized patients is usually futile because when patients do survive, they suffer permanent neurological damage. Yet researchers found no, patients who survived prolonged CPR actually left the hospital and did well as those who were resuscitated pretty quickly. Now, this study was published on Tuesday. What it means is humans, okay, cannot predict. Okay, if somebody is destined to be back on this earth, I think there's a higher power involved. And you don't stop too short, you know, you keep going. It's frustrating how, you know, we think we have. I tell you guys this saying. I come from a mix of family. I got Russian and German and Austrian and Polish and Israeli and Puerto Rican, and we got everybody in the family. But a very old European saying is, and I tell you this all the time, man danks and God links. All right? Basically, man works, God laughs. And, you know, it's interesting when, you know, you hear these studies going, well, no, because if you do X, then this happens. If you do Y, this happens. And one thing I've learned in medicine ever since I was a medical student is you just can't predict. Okay. You know, when God's on your side, it's amazing. You know, or if God wants you up there to be with the angels, he's going to take you up there. So, it's just you as a doctor, just don't be a smart aleck. You do what you're trained to do, and just don't call it too soon. I never, ever have called a CPR and say we're done. I never have. I'll continue until somebody else, my superior, says stop. But I never stopped. I just never have. I just don't want to. All right. So the studies were published, in the Lancet, journal. Okay, and it wants hospitals to review their practices and consider changes if their resuscitation efforts fall short. They say one to five of every 1,000 hospitalized patients suffer cardiac arrest. Usually they're older, sicker, right? Outcomes usually more poor. Fewer than 20% survive to be discharged from the hospital. Well, is that because they're not being resuscitated too quickly? So apparently Dr. Goldberger from National Institutes of Health, I believe, and his colleagues gathered data from the world's largest registry of in-hospital cardiac arrest maintained by the American Heart Association, found 64,000 patients who went into cardiac arrest at 435 hospitals in the U.S., ranging from 2000 to 2008. They looked at adults who were in regular beds or ICUs. They didn't exclude emergency room, and they calculated the mean time of resuscitation efforts, and they were really surprised that the average time of CPR was actually 16 minutes in hospitals. And so let me read this to you. One of the first surprises was the significant variation in duration of CPR, ranging from a median of 16 minutes, spending the least amount of time, to a median of 25 minutes among those spending the most amount of time. So some would go 25 minutes, some would only go 16 minutes. But those that spent more time had more of a positive difference. Oh, but Dr. Dyer, what about Obamacare? Don't we have to cut money? I'm sorry. If you, all right, no, it doesn't cost money to sit there and be performing chest compression. It's true, the nurse could be in another room working. Yes, you know, you are doing the airbag, but no. Okay, Obamacare should have no effect on this. All right, you want to keep blood circulating. While you are there pumping the heart and doing the chest compressions, you're circulating blood, you're circulating oxygen that's in that blood so it could still get to the brain. We have found that people could be in cardiac arrest for close to a half hour even and still wake up fine. So my suggestion to all of you is tattoo on your chest, don't stop the CPR. Don't stop. And like I said, if you want to do the Journey song, I'm fine with that too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know some of you must be going, my life is in the hands of somebody else. What if that somebody else is having a bad day? I got to tell you something. We all have bad days. But when somebody is coding and your adrenaline kicks in, I mean, I've had migraines. I've had menstrual cramps. I've been pregnant, having huge ligament pains. And when you're in a code, and that adrenaline kicks in. No. You don't. And I have been just so impressed with how our healthcare workers all, I mean, even people who hate each other, get together and work in unison on that code. And it's like watching a well choreographed ballet. Not that I watch ballet, but if I ever watched a ballet, I'd assume there'd be some sort of choreography or you fall because that tutu is not really aerodynamic. And you see how in sync they are. And even if you're just walking by, you know how to get right into sync. You do. And I don't think you guys need to worry. You know, however, what I would do is if you have a family member going into the hospital, you know, and they are somebody that obviously will be watched pretty closely, just recommend to them do CPR as long as they can. I know some of you may have to change your advanced directives, but just tell them keep the CPR going. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. Big shout out to truckersforum.net. I've been kind of hanging out on the Truckers Forum answering medical questions. You guys rock. Love hearing your questions. You got some great stuff. Thank you. All right, let's move on. We have another chemical that is in household products possibly linked to heart disease and peripheral artery disease, which causes blocking of the arteries. I hate these because I can't pronounce a stupid chemical. This chemical is called PFOA, perfluorooctanoic acid. I know, the perfluorooctanoic acid. I know, you called it. Okay, anyway, this chemical is used in food packaging, textile coatings, polishes, and lubricants. Mm-hmm. Stop the giggles. And it's detectable in the blood of more than 98% of the people in the United States. A team at the West Virginia University School of Public Health looked at data from more than 1,200 people and found that increasing blood vessels of PFOA were associated with the presence of heart and artery disease. Yes, I'm around lubricants. I'm around lubricants because of the doctor's office. You use KY a lot. What else are lubricants? Well, I mean, if it's in a lubricant, it's probably in an ointment, right? Okay, well, we need to look that up. Go home and see if your poor fluorooctanoic acid is in any lubricants or ointments or textiles or polishes that you use. All right, so what do we do? I don't know what we do. The study is published in the September 3rd Archives of Internal Medicine journal. Exactly. Just don't break down the magazine rack for that one. Okay, apparently, let me see. Now, what is this doing? Why? Oh, they don't know. They just, excuse me. Well, don't most of us have heart problems anyway? All right. So, again, more chemicals in our house. I don't know. I think we've always had chemicals. Haven't we always had chemicals? And then now that we know how to figure out what they are and we figure out, you know, their chemical makeup, we identify them. You know, I mean, so is it that we as a society are now bombarding ourselves with more chemicals, or did we always have the chemicals and we didn't care because we didn't know what the chemicals were? You wonder. This was kind of interesting. One of my favorite sources I love is Mail Online. And they have these old vintage advertisements. I like to collect antiques. And so I have like a bag of a cough powder you used to mix with water. I mean, really cool stuff. And, you know, these advertisements show, you know, cocaine for toothache, morphine for child's cough. It's kind of interesting here because, again, I mean, we used to use a variety of things on our families. And did anybody have a problem back then? I guess cocaine toothache drops back in 1885, 15 cents. Remember, cocaine in the lidocaine family, the cane family, anesthetic. Okay. Also, we use cocaine even in the hospital for nosebleeds. I've talked to you guys about that. It's actually a very pretty green liquid cocaine. And what we do is you kind of put a tampon into the nose, and then you inject the tampon, make sure the person doesn't move because you're putting a needle into the tampon, and then you're injecting the cocaine, and the tampon swells up, and the cocaine is a vasoconstrictor and stops the bleeding in the nose. Here's Mrs. Winslow's soothing syrup. The soothing syrup had morphine, and it was used for teething. Oh, can you imagine if you could get your kids morphine to shut them up? All right. Anyway, these cures would also use, of course, alcohol. What is this one here? This is from 1895 cigars. Good for you. French tonic wine was made of cocoa leaves, had a form of cocaine, was supposed to cure liver and kidney diseases. Let me see what else. I have a lot of these old medicines I have like an armoire. I have some sort of a display that I have my medical antiques. Then, you know, cancer was still known back then. Even in the 1800s, they knew about growth and cancer, right? They just didn't know how to cure it. And, so they had these blood purifiers they would use to cure cancer. Really interesting stuff. I do need to go and check out Pawn Stars. You know that show Pawn Stars on History Channel? They're here in Vegas. I know these guys. I run into them all the time. I should go down there, show them what I got. The problem is, you know, I don't want to sell my stuff. I just want to hang out with the Pawn Star guys. I mean, those guys are cool. All right, let me see. Electric flesh brush. Huh. What's the electric flesh brush? Oh, to improve circulation. I mean, here's the thing. Obviously, people stayed alive in the olden days. You know, I love looking at old medicine advertisements and old packaging on things that couldn't be collected, that were destroyed, because obviously there were treatments for things, and people lived. I mean, there were people who made it to their 90s, people made it to their 80s. You know, one image that I'll always remember is, you know, I was looking at some footage of the Oscars, and I believe Gone with the Wind was 1937 or 1939. I'm sorry. But anyway, the Oscars, in which, you know, they were honoring Gone with the Wind, they had people who were Civil War veterans line up and come across the audience. And, of course, many of them were extremely old because it was the 1930s. And you look at that, you're like, obviously people lived long. You know, whatever they took for their ailments worked. It wasn't just all good genes. So, you know, when you kind of take a look at these things, you know, one of the things we do with heart attacks is sometimes give you pain medication and morphine. Because morphine prevents some of the pain, may help you relax, refill up the heart, slow down the heart, and help with your cardiac output. You know, we'll still use morphine for things that people don't think you would use it for. You know, we've used morphine for heart attacks. We used to use cocaine for nosebleeds. You use what works. Now, yes, a lot of studies have come out entertaining the bring back of leeches and the return of maggots, except using those in regular day-to-day care. Again, we can thank Obamacare for that one. But it's not too surprising. I mean, these things, maggots would chew off dead skin and debride your wound. I told you all the story. When I was a medical student, I was told to go, you know, take a history on room 4, whatever room 4 was. And I walk in there, and the guy had maggots all over his feet. And I'm like, you know what? I'll clean this off. I am so sorry you're going through this. And my, you know, superior officer was like, no. Let them do their job. There's no sense you cleaning it off. Let them still do their job. Go take a history. That's what I told you to do. So I'm trying to take a history from this guy. Meanwhile, looking at the maggots. Don't be surprised if a lot of things are brought back. Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. McDonald's is going to be opening its first ever vegetarian-only restaurant in the northern Indian city of Amritsar. Of course, McDonald's is the world's second biggest restaurant chain after Subway. Did you guys know that? McDonald's isn't the biggest, Subway is. And I guess to suit local tastes in India, no beef. So they don't offend Hindus, and I guess no pork to not offend Muslim. And it's going to be a McDonald's that's all vegetarian. I got to tell you something. I bet if anyone is going to make a tasty vegetarian burger, and I know it's difficult to do, I bet McDonald's is going to be able to do it. I mean, McDonald's, no matter what we think of the nutritional value, knows how to make tasty burgers. They just do. We all have to admit that. So I got to tell you something. If McDonald's can make a good veggie burger, I'll eat it. These guys, they know what they're doing. All right, got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Unless if this is your stop, you have a great rest of the way home. Be safe and God bless.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale starting today. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.